Whatever profession you're in, the idea of winning an award or being recognized for something you accomplished probably sounds pretty exciting. That description, though, does not fit when it comes to the Electronic Frontier Foundation's FOILEs. Those are presented, sarcastically, to government agencies and organizations that have done a poor job in giving the public information or responding to Freedom of Information Act or FOIA requests. My co-host Steve Goldstein talked about the FOILEs with Aaron Mackey of the Electronic Frontier Foundation and began by asking whether it's getting more difficult for the public to access government-related information.
It's hard to tell. I think long-term things are maybe about the same, but perhaps getting a little bit better. But I think particularly over the past year plus with COVID and the pandemic, things have gotten, I think there's no question that it's gotten worse and that government agencies and officials have used COVID in a variety of means. Some of it is, legitimate concerns about being physically present and having, either the public show up to offices and inspect records or having, government employees actually physically present to review records. Some of that is legitimate, but it's the case. It seems a year later that a lot of times COVID has been used as a sort of excuse to frustrate public access. And it's sort of, runs the gamut from the comical. So we had one entry this year that recognized Chicago Mayor Lightfoot's analogy, which was government health officials could either be responding to the pandemic or responding to people's public records requests, and that we were basically in a moment of this was the Passover, and we were experiencing the seven plagues. And what's outrageous about all of that is that the same public health officials who are government employees are not the same officials who respond to public records requests. And so this idea that you were frustrating, the ability to deal with the pandemic while demanding that the government be transparent was sort of ridiculous on its face. But I think it's more insidious, which is that, it's precisely at these times when government is taking these sort of unprecedented actions that the public really deserves to know what their decisions are and sort of, what they're doing with our money and in our name. And so that was sort of a ridiculous example, but it sort of highlighted how the pandemic has frustrated public access.
So the folly for that one was what, the Walk and Chew Gum Award?
Yeah. It was just sort of the plague times, apparently. We can either respond to the plague or we can respond to public records requests, but we absolutely cannot do both.
Were there any others that really stood out to you because they were so ridiculous or so offensive?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple that were problematic. I would say one of them is that the Small Business Administration, after administering the Paycheck Protection Program, which was sort of the largest sort of government loan to businesses and individuals of all sizes, was basically at the outset was just not even responding to basic data about who received those loans and when, and basically a coalition of news media organizations had to go to court and get a federal judge to order this information to be released. And so that was really problematic because again you're looking at a time when government is doing all of this stuff in response to COVID. And I think, there's a really good argument that the Paycheck Protection Program has really saved a lot of businesses and the economy and things like that. But it was also sort of an unprecedented amount of public money. And so to have a public agency sort of really drag its feet and actually prohibit and really, have to be told by a court that they have to release this information was problematic. But I mean, even apart from, I would say, COVID stuff, there was this story out of Louisville where a newspaper there was trying to basically, they've been reporting on a problem of the Explorer Scouts within the police department there, real allegations of abuse of minors, and had sent a bunch of records requests to them. And the police department was basically like, oh, we don't have anything. And then what do you know, they found like almost, I think, more than 750,000 pages of records. And that was basically detailing sort of this whole big thing between the city and the Boy Scouts of America that was like part running the program. And again, so like we talk about the foilies and we joke about them, but there is a serious problem here, which is that a government agency who had basically been deliberately withholding records or not even acknowledging that they existed, about a program in which, you know, children were basically their health and safety was an issue.
The usual access the public and journalists have had because of the pandemic to government and the legislature here in Arizona, for example, been very limited. Is there a broader trend you're worried about related to that, something that could stick around past the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely a concern that, that the pandemic or sort of restrictions that were put in place become permanent at any time, you see a public agency sort of withdraw public access. That's a problem. You know, what I hope for is that a lot of the trends that I've seen that are sort of the result of the pandemic, I hope that we can actually realize that we can increase transparency. So, for example, you know, so many court hearings today are now taking place over Zoom or sort of other video conferencing systems, or there's some sort of live stream that the public can access. And so, you know, what that shows is not only can we accomplish these things, but we can still ensure public, you know, transparency and access. And so I hope that the lesson is that you can do both, right? You can accommodate a pandemic where we have to reduce the amount of time that we're, you know, physically present with other people. But then we also can use those same tools to increase access. And I think that should be the pitch. And anyone who's sort of using this moment as a time to sort of retreat from public access, I think they really have a high burden of explaining why those types of policies have to stick around.
That is Aaron Mackey of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and you are listening to the show.